So he just brought the pshat of the riff. But the problem is because of the pshat of the Tosfos, because people will confuse this with the halacha of swimming and making potentially this flotation device. But before 3 days it's mutter. So what you're going to accomplish over here is that since we tell him you can't travel within 3 days before Shabbos, that itself acts as the reminder to indicate that there is something to be worried about, and he'll come not to make the flotation device. Now, voice in a person and now the Lahut the Tam the Humishum Malocha or Mishum Tchumim, according to the opinions that say the problem is because either of Malocha or Bitchum, which are Isurim. So now if it's on the Shabbos, we explain why 3 days, because 3 days already people are used to it. Even because of this problem of Shayatim, it's a gzeira. So the prohibition of doing 3 days before itself acts as a reminder not to make a mistake. If it's a problem of malacha, so the malacha is going to happen whether you go earlier or later in the week. So what does it help for 3 days? So what's the difference between before and after? So Chazal look at the 3 days of prior to Shabbos are introducing the coming Shabbos. Your responsibility not to go into a situation which will, when Shabbos comes, it'll be problematic. The first 3 days of the week are still connected to the previous Shabbos. So you don't have mechuyev. Person not mechuyev to say, let's exaggerate the case. Let's say a yontif is coming up. So you say, 2 months before, you can't do something because maybe a yontif will be a problem. That's not, you're not going to have to worry about yontif. 2 months beforehand. So we'll see when we get to Hillel's chametz, that the issue of chametz is 30 days beforehand. Since there's a law from Shalom Adarshan, Hillel's a chag 30 days beforehand. Because that's 30 days beforehand, you have to start getting yourself knowledgeable and getting ready for the yontif. That also means you cannot create situations which are problematic. That's the issue of creating situations where you're going to get chometz and where it's difficult to get out. You just can't do either. So thereby chometz, the chazal get twice the shear is 30 days. So chazal said over here, the shear for Shabbos is 3 days. 3 days before Shabbos, you have to start where you cannot be yourself in the situation while you're generating potentially halachic issues on Shabbos. But earlier than that, you're not going to be chazal work mechayev. Okay.
That's what
once Shabbos comes, it's mutter. Again, when Shabbos comes, this is what you're doing is not awesome. The question was, do you have a right to generate a situation which will cause you to be in that situation? So Chazal said 3 days beforehand, you can't do that. So, for example, the place can make parallel this case to a case of a person doing an elective surgery. Right, so a person elective surgery before Shabbos, there's a good chance that the first day after surgery he's going to have to be doing some things to take care of the person's recovery after the surgery. There might be chilul Shabbos involved. He doesn't begin the week, you're not worried about it. So the shear is the 3 days before Shabbos. Nowadays, by the time 3 days have passed, the hospital sent them home and he's fully healed, right? What's the time? They used to keep a prisoner in the hospital for a week, so that you had a surgery on Sunday, it's not a problem. You have a surgery on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, it would be inappropriate to do something which wasn't some kind of questions. How far do you take this to other examples? Say, can a person take a sleeping pill at nighttime knowing that he will not be able to get up in the next morning for the Zman Kriya Shema? So he's putting himself in a situation beforehand that'll be an onus. When it happens, it'll be an onus.
Right.
When it comes to the Shabbos, he'll be called an onus. He's an onus. Okay, but who gave you a right to be mapped yourself into a situation of onus? Right? So there are persons which compare this din to that and say, you cannot do that. A person cannot generate a situation where he's going to sleep in such a way that he will not get up in time. It would be impossible to wake him in time for do the mitzvah Shema in the morning.
A lot of people take sleeping pills so they can sleep on the plane going to Israel, but the night is much shorter when you're on a plane going to Israel.
Yeah, you have to be
careful. So to me, I don't understand how you could,
Yeah, coming back, I understand. But going there.
Going there, the night's even shorter than a regular night.
Chakras is very problematic on a plane, the situation. If you don't catch Marv soon after you, if you take off, like right, let's say right around sunset, if you don't catch Marv soon, pretty soon it's going to be.
Chakras time.
Time, chakras time. Mm,
yeah. To take a sleeping pill is kind of
would be problematic. Yeah. Okay. Now, the name of Chaber. Ah, Shanim Shapur Sib Beis Akar Riff. She had to Peter. Shulchan Aruch quotes and Sib Beis the problem of the riff that it's only Shabbos issues. Kolachem Gamu Sirlu Kapoiskim the Kadam Shashiyam Shori Af Malkam Shitzarach Hakachlo B'Nesiv Shabbos Hayle Malachlo. So now the Riff understands the case. There's no concern of Malacha. Malacha's not going to. We're not worried about any Malachas happen. So it means according to the Riff, if we would be, even if for Sunday, it'd be awesome. Shulchan Aruch says, no. I agree to the story over here that it's the beginning of the week. You're not going to worry about what's going to happen on Shabbos. When Shabbos comes, you worry about Shabbos, but not the first 3 days is fine. There's another requirement besides avoiding. Okay, which means even if there never would be any Malacha involved, there's still an avoiding issue. The boat is owned by Goyim and all of the passengers of the Goyim except for him. He says, Malacha is doing for the Jew. Why is it doing for the Jew? And we'll take away the Tchum promise saying that it was deep enough that Nigra then probably, it's not a problem with Tchumim. The enemy is that Meshum is the Tchumim in the harbor place. Once there's a gap of 10 Tvachim from the sea bottom to the bottom of the boat, that there's no problem with Tchum, like most places. Kill the Kamon, the Sim, and Tavta, Alain Shom. So Tchum is not really an issue, and Malach is not an issue because you're not going to do anything, you're not a worker. And the Goyim, they're working for the Goyim because the boat is full of Goyim. So there's no Malacha problem. There's still an Einik Shabbos problem. The Hachi of Asur Mishabitul Einik Shabbos, the Chud. But the novel of Arba is Hashem is a Divrei Shulchan Aruch. So now let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Sifal. What do I have to be seen on Philip Erev Shabbos? You're heard of the Bar Mitzvah. A person is allowed to leave on a boat Erev Shabbos for mitzvah purposes. The place again, Mar Shigish, but he has to arrange with the boat owner that they, when it comes Shabbos, they will stop doing Malacha. If later on the goy doesn't listen to the arrangement, that's not the Jew's responsibility. The Dravishus, person has to leave a 3-day gap before if he starts traveling at least 3 days before Shabbos. Before 3 days is mutter. Even in a case where it's traveling in the canal, and they have the animals traveling on the towpath on the side, pulling it with ropes. And the water over there is very shallow, so from the bottom of the boat to the bottom of the canal is less than 10 tefachim. So you have a problem issue. It's still mutter if you started traveling before 3 days before Shabbos.
So much so.
Okay. I feel the mukham shisar for Yisrael. Last of the Hakach Malacha b'Shabbos had the Chassina. Even the Jew will have to help. It's also mutter. The Jew is helping doing Malacha on Shabbos. Yeah, but since you didn't start within 3 days to Shabbos, it's mutter. Okay. Furthermore, even with Derech Mut, you're going to be tzar l'tzidon shemanim ki imahalach yemechud. It's a short trip. You can leave Erev Shabbos in the morning. It'll be probable to arrive there before Shabbos. But if there's a minute, not to rely on this kula, just because sometimes it doesn't always work out the way you plan. So therefore, if that is a minute, it has a locked status of a minute. You have to respect the minhag ha'malkum, and you cannot deviate from the minhag ha'malkum. That's actually a Gemara in Malkum Shenogim Sefes Pesachim, which talks about the lachos minhagim. The one example the Gemara gives over there with minhag is that the bnei baishan were makban not to go on svinas and Arab Shabbos, even mitzar letzidan, because of the concern. You never know what, once you're out on the water, who knows what's going to happen. Okay, let's tackle some of the Mishnah Berurah over here.
You've been talking about like an ocean liner where it's close.
We will get there. Okay. We will get there. a filled erev Shabbos. I know after the body, you come finding Shabbos like it is. In the case of the Tzarech Mitzvah, you're traveling erev Shabbos. You know that Shabbos, you're going to sit beyond the boat and you're still not going to be comfortable. So you're definitely undermining your erev Shabbos. Because you're causing a Shabbos sit pay. So you're going to give the Tzarech Mitzvah. You're doing it for mitzvah purposes. The travel is part of the mitzvah. That's clear in the Gemara. The Gemara says people are traveling for mitzvah purposes. They're putter from sukkah while they're traveling. They didn't go to mitzvah yet, so the traveling is not the mitzvah. The traveling is the way to get to the mitzvah. That's also called, well, you can't do mitzvah until you travel. And so the travel is part of the mitzvah. And we learn you're putter from sukkah.
So coming back, does he have the restriction of that the 3 days before Shabbos?
Coming back, he would have a restriction. Right? He's not doing the Tzarech Mitzvah anymore. So therefore, even though on Shabbos you're going to end up undermining your Erev Shabbos, so you're doing another mitzvah. Well, maybe we've seen on Halachas when Malkum Shemayim and Mukim Yosem Yisrael Tzvachim the Mutter Bein Lachos Nitzias Tchum Chuzat Tchum. So now, what about Tchum? See, if the water is deep enough that there's no Tchum issue, so for sure it's Mutter. Like most the Hamelin ain't Tchum in the Malam Yisrael Tzvachim. We pass in the Iker Pesach is there's no Tchum above 10. Even a place where you have a concern that the gap between the bottom of the boat and the bottom of the lake or whatever it is less than 10 tefachim. But the Tzarech Mitzvah, Gamken Mutter, the Lots is Erev Shabbos Hasina, Kiv and Shun the Dvar Mitzvah. You're going for a mitzvah. And then Shabbos comes, you have no control over the boat. So you're traveling. You'll be traveling within 10 tefachim of the ground, which means the beginning of Shabbos, wherever the boat is, the beginning of Shabbos, that becomes your makom shvisa. And then the boat travels beyond the tum. So you're not actively doing that. The boat is doing that. So the Tzarech Mitzvah, we're going to allow you to get in before Shabbos, even though you're knowing on Shabbos you're going then going klusa tum.
Are you under the 10 tefachim?
Even if there's a gap of less than 10
tefachim.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you have to arrange, you should stop. You can't start on Shabbos because that since the arrangement has to be that you have to make an arrangement, he should stop. So what does it mean you're starting with him on Shabbos? By definition, means he's not stopping, he's going. So you're agreeing that he should go by agreeing to get into the boat on Shabbos. So that's an oxymoron in that situation. That's the Magen Rambam says. The Eish Rishonim Lord, the Philip of Shabbos Shor, the Dvar Mitzvah, but I'm sure Chubu, Sev, Simon Zer, Bechayalim, Kval Dao. So some will argue that there is a Heter, the Tzara Mitzvah, even if you have to start going on Shabbos, it means this Tanai, a Pesach Misha Yishbois, is not Ma'akev, Bidiyah, but if you don't have an option. That's what they argue.
What if you're going one boat a week? Just goes on Friday morning.
Not with Dvar Mitzvah, you mean? The Dvar Mitzvah is Mutter. You don't come a case with not with Dvar Mitzvah, Dvar Yishuv. If it's Dvar Yishuv, I don't see that it's Mutter. Well, the definition of Mitzvah is pretty broad, though. We'll see that around in the Ramah says that going for parnasa purposes is called mitzvah.
I'm sorry, for what purpose?
Parnasa purposes is called mitzvah. So the only case of Zosar is a good person just going for tiyul. So if you can't go on your cruise, never. Okay, so you can't go on your cruise. So you arrange Yishbois, Benim Humavim Yarv Shabbos, Benim Mikardim, Kimin Shutokim Yomim Masamach Shabbos. So this arrangement that you have to ask him to stop. Is it going in the case he's going to the Tzarech Mitzvah and he's going immediately prior to Shabbos or within 3 days to Shabbos? He's going for the beginning of the week, even if the Rav Shosh says Mutter, so because you're not Mukhadur about Shabbos, so why do you have to make an arrangement he should stop? So this tonight is only in a case where you're going within 3 days to Shabbos and the Heter is the Tzarech Mitzvah, we say, but listen, make an arrangement he should stop. Say, Rav Shabbos, it's topic, E.F. Shalashit Livsik. If the guy tells you up front, it's not in the gate, are you allowed to go? So that's what we said. That's why it's possible to start going on Shabbos in a case where you need to go for the mitzvah. So over there, by definition, there's no psika. Okay, but psika is a mitzvah. You can't do the mitzvah. But meanwhile, you have a need to go for the mitzvah that you're going for. You'll be allowed to go according to these other revachren, which he says is has a long arichus. That's that the Gemara says the Rabbah, so it's not Kepeda. That's the Magen Avraham, which we quoted before in Sif Beis. That's the one where Mr. Berman will hold us here. So means starting from Yom Revi, that's already within the street of Shabbos. Revi, Chamishi, and Shishi. I will grow up heavy b'shem harbachrenim b'sharnim. The shloish shayamim next time imas Shabbos gufo. The 3 days are Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. Yom Revi is mutter. When I'm shom shakosh came mukham to sefter b'risham. Mr. Burr doesn't make a hakra. You know, he starts off. Look at his lashon. Lashon is hanel. Yom Revi Shabbos also. Okay. So that's his pshat. And he says, but the gross is not like that. So. It's pretty clear that his pshat is like the Magen Avraham. He presents the Magen Avraham as pshat. He says that he mentioned the grog. It's like a stam and a machlokes. You know, he says one chita. He says stam. One chita. He says b'shem yeshan. That being said, he's bringing the grog because many rishonim hold like that, which means in case of a tzurah, you would be allowed to take the grog into consideration and use him as an argument to be matter if necessary. Okay, it's over here.